May I make a proposal?
Okay.
So I've seen the LSB agenda, and, you know, there's usually less than 30 minutes dedicated to the reports from management. I would suggest that the LSB consider having a real budget meeting on the 9th, which is to say, you know, with at least an hour set aside for the budget. Very, you know, I don't know. There are a lot of things that go into a regular LSB meeting, and very little of it has concentrated on finances over the past year and a half. But I think that's what's required for folks to understand what they're voting on.
So, Serene. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on speaker mute. I'm at home. So, this is the bottom line. And that's to everybody here. This is a budget. It's been presented on a regular basis. In the past, I used to present the budget, and they say I had to balance the budget. And then we had to make higher assumptions of things that, you know, events, you know, higher percentage and all that stuff to try to balance the budget. And then it's been decided that we have to be more conservative, and even if we have a deficit, to come up with numbers that are very realistic or even under-projected. The expenses are not changing. The expenses are more or less the same. I mean, we reduce expenses as much as we can. This is the projection for revenue. The bottom line to this committee is, if you think I can do $100,000 a month, you should just approve the budget right now. I'll be honest. If you think that's problematic, this is where we need to focus and figure out how do we make $100,000, or actually, how do we make $110,000, so that we can break even. And so the 52 weeks, the average of $1,300 per show or raising money, adding to every regular show, which is a good point, in between pitching hard to raise BAI buddies and to tell people to support. Can we do that? And should we trust Bertol and the BAI management and the producers to be able to do that $100,000 per month? And that's it. And by the way, I'm sorry, sir. That's not the question. Is not just to you. It's just to the whole committee. That's it.
So you're saying, what are you saying? I'm saying we should look towards, you know, what are we going to do? Approve this maybe, or send it off on the 26th. You're saying something different.
Well, I'm saying that, like Serene did, came up with some ideas, objections, suggestions. We should all talk about whether, first of all, like you think that $100,000 is a little too high. So that's one thing. Serene thinks that if all of the producers, you know, if we empower all the producers and think that in between, we demand as something that shall be done, that is a sustained 5-minute speech after every single show, no matter what, and so on, maybe we can do the 100,000. So maybe other people can come up with some other ideas to say, well, maybe we should reduce that 100,000 per day to X, or maybe we should increase it to Y, or maybe what else can be done? Projection on that budget, do you think are realistic? That will say yes, and then other thing that will say no. And then if it's no, so what other ways we can use to increase the revenue? You know, so we can even do. Well, first of all, line item. The expenses, I didn't see anybody challenge them because they are just like the same, right? So we probably should hold on that eventually. Maybe not now because, you know, we don't have to rush into that. maybe at the next meeting, everybody should really focus on looking at the expenses and see if there's any objection to that. We should vote on the expenses. And then we should just discuss the revenue tonight. Ideas, there's a fundraising committee last night. What do you think is going to happen? Should I wait another month to hire Andrea as a replacement so that we can save another month of expenses? The $60,000 divided by 12, so that's $5,000 saved. Is that really worth it? That kind of stuff. That's what I'm asking the group to do. You know, to take apart what's in front of you, like Opal did with the little formulas that added up. And also the real question is, Opal put it out there, and then Serene put it out there. How are you going to raise $100,000 a month, Bertold, with 25 days a week on an average and 4,000 a day? And if not, how do we make up for that? That's it.
This is Jim with a question.
Okay, James, before you go, anybody else who hasn't spoken yet who wants to say something on this? Hearing none, James Sackerson, go ahead.
Bertold, something that comes up sometimes is the, I don't know, it's not the right name for it, but I'm thinking the word customer care, but, you know, managing our members, paying attention to our members, and there's a phrase for it, I can't think of it right now, but, you know, making sure people are reminded when their membership expires, following up if a credit card number changes, you know, suddenly we stop receiving money from a BAI buddy. Are we leaving anything on the table there? And how expensive would it be to improve on those things? And I know that a lot of our so-called members are people who just buy one premium and then they go away and they never come back. Is there any software that will pick out, I assume there must be some kind of software that will pick out who the regular long-time members are so that maybe we could focus on them in terms of, you know, reminders and special appeals and that sort of thing? Just in general, what's going on with that?
Bertold, you're muted?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I was talking my head off. Thank you for bringing that up. A lot of that was discussed last night at the first meeting of the fundraising committee, which I'm very positive about. Maybe Serene and Carolyn were on that call, can also comment and about the things that I've forgotten to mention. But one of those things is the corporate match that we are going to focus on. That seems to be an easy thing. It was not easy back then when I was looking at it. The other thing is a lot of social media and a relationship with Verso Book and things like that. People were going to give us a partnership so that we can increase BI Buddy and then get, you know, subscription from the Amsterdam News or something like that. Yes, we are leaving a lot of money on the table because of technology and personnel. I've been working with Chris Lapilusa. We are losing money on the table for BI Buddy because people were giving money to ACH, which is straight to their checking account. There has been a hiccup in the system for a while, and then we are working on the technology with the different credit card and banking processing companies to make sure that goes smooth and that we collect that. We probably lost like 7 months of that, you know, a good $4,000 a month. So we're working on ironing that out with Braintree or PayPal. Yes, we're leaving a lot on the table. Renewal and all of that kind of stuff. Again,
okay.
Working with the webmaster to generate he's more involved than the previous webmaster, and so I'm working with him too. Maybe I should have him at our next LSB meeting so that he can talk about all the projects that he's running. And one of the projects is to integrate and generate the letters for the renewal. You know, like once your membership expires for $25, the letter should be automatic. Now it's a whole process that Andrea and I put together. We have to run a lot of queries. He has to send stuff to us. We have to turn it into a Word merger thing to send the letters. So we're working on streamlining those things. That will definitely generate a lot of money. We used to lose a third of our membership every year. I haven't looked lately, but I'm pretty sure we're losing one-fourth of our membership because we just didn't reach out to them to let them know that their membership expired. His number one focus right now is on the BI Buddy so that we can generate automatically. You know, like a lot of those companies have a way to just revitalize those people's credit card even if they expired. You know, like they have an automatic process that does that. So they don't even have to be told that their membership expired. It's just that their credit card is just updated. So we're looking into all of that stuff. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money we're leaving on the table. And we know that. It's difficult to get all that done with two people, usually.
This is Doreen.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Serene Robert.
Okay, so I know I raised the issue of the corporate match at our last committee meeting, and then a couple of days later, I saw that you had sent out a blast about that, and that's fine. The website, you know, we can't do, and there's of course a renewed discussion about underwriting, and I think you know there does need to be a discussion of that, at least on the PNB level. I think there needs to be clarity also about what's being discussed. Because there are community partnerships where not-for-profits might give each other's members benefits or benefit perks, et cetera. You know, we get our station is listed on any literature, and I use that in quotes since nobody's doing, you know, people aren't doing very much in person these days yet, in spite of the reopening level. But we go on to their literature as a sponsor, which brings their people to us. In the meantime, we can promote their work on our website, because our websites are not regulated, you know, in terms of our not-for-profit status. So we've always underutilized our websites, and there needs to be clarification about what constitutes underwriting, whether we're talking services, whether we're talking cash infusion or whatever. So there needs to be an intelligent discussion about that and separate what can happen on our website, or set some sort of policy about what happens on our website. Do we essentially want a back page on our website, or, you know, are we just going to stick with academic institutions, healthcare institutions, et cetera, et cetera? So that's the whole discussion that needs to happen, not at a board meeting necessarily, where I think work gets done in committees, and I think committees should be truly open, you know, to the station listenership and membership. So that's, you know, something to put into the hopper for whoever's doing whatever it is they think they're doing. But there are ways that we can make money. And with regard to renewal notices, so that does and does not make sense. One of the important things about the new bylaws, and I say new, but it's now almost 20 years, is that we used to have fixed membership renewal dates. And one of the bylaws changed it to rolling membership. So if the first time you ever made a pledge was on July 25th of whatever year, that would be your anniversary date forever and ever, regardless of what you gave. With the new bylaws, $25 of every contribution you make changes your membership date and becomes a year from the date of your last contribution. So, you know, in terms of looking at software programs, and I know, you know, there's been some criticism of MEMSIS. I think there's been, I don't know that there's ever been a concerted discussion with the people at MEMSIS about what our needs are in terms of both how our bylaws function and how the world has changed since we first got MEMSIS. But, you know, I don't understand how we could be five, you know, units, five membership units of the foundation and, you know, be using two and three different systems to massage our data. I mean, I think there should be an informed discussion with the people in membership and the people in finance and the people in governance to figure out a system that works easily for all of us. But I don't know. I don't know what.
Corinne, may I indulge here a little bit on that point? I've been pushing for that for 7 years. I pushed Evolution because MEMSIS is awful. I don't know your experience. You may know it, but it's awful. It's a DAS-based system. And then everybody else went different ways. The same thing for the call center. I believe that we should use the same system. I am wedded to MEMSIS, but I will give it up in a minute if the entire network uses the same thing, because if we have two engineers, one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast, if one of them is not available, we could use the other one because we have the same system. Also, besides the MEMSIS, you know, I think, you know, Mr. Verniel has signed a contract with a company called Allegiant that replaced whatever system that they had on the West Coast and throughout Pacifica. I think it was a couple of $8,000 plus of a contract. So, you know, we've been directed to look at this to see if we're going to adopt it. And then we're having a meeting on Friday to look at the system. It seems that KPFA doesn't really like it. KPFK thinks it's a good system. I think it's called Allegiance, Alliance, or Allegiance, Opal. And so WBI may have to go into that. But again, you're right. The problem is, if WBI decides to go into this, what about PFW and KPFT? Why aren't we all using the same thing? So the same thing for a call center. You know, I don't exactly care for our call center, but if we had used our call center as a network, we would have had leverage to make them pay attention to us. So those things are things that should be discussed in committee. You know, I mean, they're related to the budget because they would decrease the money we pay for the call center per minute of calls, and then we would have better services. Probably they would have more people answering the phones, and so forth and so on. So those 2 points are well taken. So there goes my endorsement.
Okay. I appreciate that we're talking about some of the nuts and bolts here. People might want to talk more about the impact on the budget per se, but, you know, people can do as they please. All right. Is there anybody else who has more to say on the current subject, which is working on the FY21 budget?
Well, Arpal, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So I understood that you would have reservations about 100,000, and that's why instead of putting 30 or 30 days per month, I reduce it to 25 days per month. So if you see 25 days per month, you are, you know, basically the projection is like we have like basically 1 day that we're really not pitching. Or basically that gives us the leverage to either make less money per hour for the amount of hours that we're pitching, or the hours be reduced a little bit or increased a little bit. So that's why we are projecting 25. That's why we're projecting. That's my budget. That's why we're projecting 25 days as opposed to 30 days on average, 30 days a week, 300 instead of 360 days. So we are making provision for 60 days, 65 days, where we're going to have interruption, 65 days that are going to give us a cushion to make up that $100,000 per month. So what do you think? If you are a cautious man, which you are, what do you see? Where would you feel extremely comfortable, and then where would you feel semi-comfortable with the revenue here?
You're asking me to drive someone else's bus. I would get a different bus. Some of what I would say would get into stuff that's not local finance committee issues. It would go to the programming and not drawing in as much as it needs to. That, I think, is a thing. But I don't think we should get into discussing that in the local finance committee meeting, because that gets into a big quagmire and people start taking sides about things and all of that. So I think that that's not something to get into right now. The question right now is, a fact. I'll say this as a fact. You're proposing that we gamble. And, okay, you've said how you want to gamble. You want to do it so that the 25 days a month and the whole thing and 100 will make 100 grand a month out of it. Okay, that's an interesting idea, and that's how you want to do it. And I think we need to discuss that and say, is this gamble worth it? Do we see any gigantic flaws in there where it definitely can't work? That's the first thing. And if we don't see that, I suppose what we'll do next meeting is pass this one way or another and let it go on to the NFC, where I can assure you there will be howling about another deficit budget. So that's my answer, Bertolt.
So do you think that $92,000 a month would be a lot more realistic and totally comfortable to you, or somewhat comfortable to you?
$92,000 a month? I don't know. I mean, you still have... What we're arguing over here is the size of the deficit.
Yeah.
And, that's about it. So,
Well, actually, what we're arguing is how realistic are we about what we are proposing.
Exactly.
The size of the deficit, we will deal with that, when it comes to the national office. They might tell us, we don't care if it's realistic, increase is by, $16,000 a month. What you give us is realistic, but I don't care, increase it or decrease it. But what we should argue right now is, forget about the deficit. Is this realistic? Can we do this? If we can do this, we propose it to the national office, national or whatever. They can do whatever they want, but we can say honestly, we're going to make this. Another thing I would suggest also is, as I showed you that I've been tracking these 2 weeks so far. We have another 2 weeks coming up before we have another meeting. We might see what the results are. Four weeks result is not good, especially that we have not really really coordinated with those people for fund drive pitch and stuff like that, and we have not really established ourselves in this new model. However, it's pretty telling. We made $18,000 the first week without any planning. $7,000 short. And the second week we made $3,000. $2,000 short. So between in the next 2 to 4 weeks, we're going to have a pretty good idea of what we can do. If I'm definitely going to get one new show a month from Christine Blasdale, two new shows a month from Tony Bates. I haven't even used Mimi yet. Gary and all, we have, you know, we have not really been coordinating or really doing any new pitch with him. You know, we know that Bonnie Faulkner on Wednesday, once a month, can give us something that will give us $2,000 for that hour. Once a month or once every 2 months, so that would be good enough. So, but our goal, Paul, is to eventually, if you look at the schedule that we put out, there are certain shows, I mean, obviously, like Mimi Rosenberg on Thursdays at, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning. She's never preempted. And when she's preempted every 4 weeks, she's doing her own pitch. She is the one pitching, you know. So we want that to become the model. Now we know the other shows are not pitching and cannot make $1,500, $2,000 an hour. So our goal is to eventually have every show, like for example, the Hackers of the Hook. We want them to pitch. You know, when we put special, that means we want them not to do a regular show, but to do a pitch show. And that in other words, you know, we want to never preempt. We want those people to stop their show and do a pitch with their, you know, with the characteristic of their show eventually. That's the goal.
All right. What's happening is, again, it is a gamble. We've not done it before, and we'll see how it works. Now, yes, in another, 3 weeks, we will have more information about how this is working than we have tonight. Also, I'll point out, it'll all be pitching during August. So if it does well in August, it may, you know, augur well for it doing well at other times of the year when people aren't away, except people aren't as away this time as they usually are. The other part of this is, you'll remember that the PNB has passed a motion that stations that aren't breaking even have to start sending in a proposal for how they're going to raise revenue or lower expenses, and we're going to be coming in with a deficit budget. Now, their proposal of how, you know, oh, you have to reduce expenses by that amount or raise revenue for that amount, applied to BAI, that's getting blood from a stone. I think it's mostly being applied to stations that have a whole lot more people on payroll than BAI has. BAI, even though it seems to be going up a bit right now, BAI has a paltry few people on payroll as compared to some of the other stations. So, you know, when we bring this, we're going to have to keep in mind that there is this mindset of, you're supposed to be sending them in something where you're going to balance all of this. And there's no way you can balance all of this. So I'm just saying we must keep in mind what people's minds are going to be on the NFC and then later on the PNB regarding these budgets. So, I don't know if this is going to work, Bertold. It's what you're presenting. You're the general manager, and we'll probably see how this goes. But it needs to be said that we need to be cautious. You know, we're putting our foot in the water here, and let's just not look up in the sky and put our foot in the water. Let's look at the water and make sure there's no shark about to eat our foot. So that's all I'm saying. All right?
Well, I agree. And also, what I would like to say is, I don't want to put you on the spot, Paul, but if I were to ask you how do you like this new model, I think you would probably say, it seems to make sense. Most producers seem to like it because one of the things that we're really addressing is the sporadic, you know, unorganized, you know, programming that was going on. So Linda and I, we decided that we are going to make the producers feel more comfortable and give them something like, you know, they can basically program for the next year, 52 weeks, you know, with caveat that there might be something going on like Serene said. So I know the producers are happier about that. Hopefully, being happier, more comfortable, and more secure would generate a little more stuff, you know. And so, I think that's what this discussion is, and I like it that we know where we are. We have the numbers, and it's unfortunately it's a subjective thing because this is a new model. The old model was no one liked the old model because there was too much fundraising, even though we have the same amount of fundraising, but it's like too much fundraising, meaning that there's too much pounding for 37 days. And we have to either go back to the old ways, where we weren't even making the $7,500 a day, Paul, or we can try this and cultivate the producers. I know, for example, Linda right now, we had a long talk, and then she is focusing on the morning shows. She's working with them on their news delivery. She's putting a lot of time in that. And the morning shows are getting stronger and stronger. I can tell you, Joanna Fernandez's show is gathering a lot more listeners. In 1 month, she had more listeners than Amy, believe it or not. Terrestrial. So how do we build from that? We don't know yet how to make money from that, by the way. Like, the fact that she's building and she's having a high listenership is going up. And that is the challenge. These are the questions, and then these are the excitement and at the same time, this is where we have to be a little careful to figure out is this really going to work, or is this just another feel good? We're getting more membership, but how we make more money? And we knew that the morning show and then Democracy Now used to raise 80% of the money that we used to make in the good old days where we used to make $30,000-$35,000 a day. So that's where we at. So as somebody who proposed this budget, I would be irresponsible to ask you to approve of it right now. I think this is a good discussion to talk about so that everybody can see what it is we are facing, so that you can think about it, so that at the next meeting we can come up with ideas, or we can say, you know what, this is something we can take a chance on. The fundraising committee, let's hope that it works. The corporate match and all of that stuff. The idea that Serene proposed that management, men up is not a good word anymore, right? The management does that up a little bit more and hold every show accountable instead of making certain shows do things and others do things, and then be more consistent in having everybody do a 5 to 7 minute consistent regular pitch, which would increase our BI buddies. The goal is to have at least another extra 100 BI buddies. That's 2,500 a month times 12 months. That's 25,000, that's 40,000 more a month. So these are the kind of things we're looking at. You know, we're looking at raising money incrementally in small little pockets. Jim Sargerton mentioned to be aggressive in renewing membership. We have been really, really sloppy in getting membership renewals and that kind of stuff because of a lack of staff and the structure of the database, you know,
well,
the data.
That is certainly something to concentrate on.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. That's something BAI's dropped the ball on for a long time.
Yeah, William for the stack. And James as well, please.
Okay, yeah, let's let some other people on here. Here, Wagon, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I think discussing whether it's $92,000 a month that we're going to raise versus $100,000 a month we're going to raise is nice. It's okay. It's something we should think about. But what we really need to think about is that deficit. If we have $100,000 for the year or 178 the way it was some months back, That's not going to be acceptable at a national level. I don't even know if we can get it through the LSB. But we can't think that because we decided that we can be $100,000 or $120,000 short for the year, that that's going to be okay with Pacifica. It won't be okay with Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay, James.
Bertold, what's plan B if this doesn't work? I mean, I assume you can play with it a little bit and do more of hard pitching, and if you need to, is that plan B? I mean, if you see that this isn't working at some point, what's the, you know, the fallback position?
James, that's a good question. There's no plan B. I'm just kidding, James. The plan B is that there are plan B and plan C, actually. The plan B is that if we are short, right? Yes. If we are short, right? My wife. I'm sorry, my wife is kind of, if the plan B is, if we are a little short, I don't know if everyone showed that summary, that daily, weekly summary that I sent out, money that we're bringing in, how many hours we're pitching that day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the net and the hourly rate. So we're looking at that from week to week, Monday, July 20th to Sunday, July 26th, Monday, July 27th to Sunday, August the 2nd. We're looking at those numbers. We're looking at our goal. The goal is really $3,571.43 a day. That's $25,000 a month times. And we're looking at that. And we're looking at it daily, hourly, weekly, and as this progress, we will make adjustments. I mean, if we start this, and then as of October 1st, we know the first week we like 5,000 short for the week, and the second week we 3,000 short. The third week we're gonna hit some days. We're gonna hit it hard, you know, make up for that thing, you know, and then we'll go from there. We're also going to look at the hours we do the pitch, the shows that we play to pitch, and how many times we are repeating the same damn show. We are done right now. You know, like we need new pitch. We need four or five new pitch. You know, I'm looking at the old stuff we had, but we need new pitch. You know, like, you know, Christian Bass is about to send me one or two brand new pitch. I'm having like one or two pitch with Tony Bates. Like he's actually doing a collaboration with Corin Frenari. Mimi is getting ready to give us a pitch on Monday and a pitch on Thursday. Bonnie Faulkner will give us one pitch on Wednesday. So we have to do that on a regular basis. But that's new because we're going to go from month to month. Every month we're going to do that, you know, and it's going to be more refreshing. Green Street has certain things about how the new internet technology gets those kids addicted, and it's a sickness. These are things that need to be done and evaluated, and then we need to have seminars, online seminars about how do we get your kids from being addicted to being normal, you know, to the internet connection and stuff like that. So even though we have those specific 5 to 6 people to go to, we also, and then we have the computer show, the Off the Hook, which we know we will count on to have one or two pitch every 2-3 months. We are also hoping that other shows will come up and once in a while pitch. You know, we have Midnight Weavers at midnight who raises some money for us. We do not project to raise any money from 10 p.m. on until 5 a.m. We are letting those shows build their listenership. And as a matter of fact, the record shows that those 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. is we have strong listenership. And then I did not even put any pitching from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. or to 5 a.m. In this project. So we are evaluating all this all the time. And some shows decide to pitch. Midnight Ravers have been creating pitch shows, and they have been raising money. They've been raising like, you know, $400 or $500 from midnight to 2 a.m. You know, that helps us reach our goals. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. There was somebody who wanted to say something in there. Yes.
William after Serene.
That's Serene Roberts.
Yeah. So you're sounding very strange. Russell, what I want to suggest, I mean, I'm sure some producers may like the idea of not having that hard pitch, but I think that we are going to need to have some dedicated pitch days, whether we do it, you know, once every 6 weeks where we do the 24-hour pitch or whatever the case is. If a show has a listenership, it should be able to generate funds, not equally, not at every hour, not equally for every hour of the day. But I think that thing about, you know, we'll just do a soft pitch forever, is not going to bring us $100,000. I think that it would be useful to invest in someone who can really focus on grant writing and development. That is still possible. There are still lots of people who have money, I mean serious money, who can, you know, assist us.
The problem is because we don't have a history of grants.
Virgil, let her speak.
Sorry.
Then you can, you know. By the way, we're hitting 10 o'clock, so folks need to wrap it up.
I'm trying to move to extend for 5 minutes. I heard the timekeeper say time.
Yeah.
And I know at least one person has to speak behind me. Hello?
The motion is to extend for five minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Yes. 10 minutes.
One,
no.
10 minutes. All right, so there's an amendment to that to make it 10 minutes.
No.
Okay.
Let's not spend 10 minutes deciding. Come on.
Okay. I cannot generate instant gratification here. It takes me seconds to type that sort of thing in. All right. So what we'll do is Berthold has an amendment to make it 10 minutes. If that passes, well, we know how this works. All right, so is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? If none, then the motion becomes 10 minutes. Okay, so 10 is passed. 10 as an amendment is passed without objection. How is it as a main motion? Is there any objection to extending for another 10 minutes? As the main motion. Hearing none, we're extended. 10 minutes.
Okay. So, you know, I do listen to WNYC, and we don't get their board is most definitely a money board, and their folks will throw up, you know, matching your listener funds, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not drawing the comparison, although I will say they have stepped up their programming in a serious way. But they and their fund drives may last, between 6 and 10 days, and they don't really announce the amount that they're going for or the amount that they get. But I suspect it's considerably more than ours, just based on what little they do mention by way of numbers. And they do it for a week. So I think it's great that we want to not have that hard, relentless pitch that makes people cringe. But I do think that we also cannot expect to eliminate that completely. and also make our goals. We cannot go in with a budget that shows a deficit. It is not acceptable. There is no cushion left in Pacifica. Everybody is struggling, and some folks have it harder than others. So I think maybe you management people want to first talk to producers about what they think they can reasonably generate in a month on their shows, and ask every show. I mean, it's not a contract. They're not going to be removed if they don't make the goal they think they can make, but ask people to write and say what they think they can generate by way of, you know, one-time pledges, buddies, whatever the case is. Everybody's financial situation is different. You may not want to make a long-term commitment if your money is irregular, but you're willing to do $25, and that's fine. So I really think you need to go back and plan to have some of the more regular style, but not regular length marathons as they used to be. So that's my suggestion for now.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, William.
Who?
William.
Here, Wagon, go ahead.
Okay. When I mentioned before that I wanted to get on the stack, it was to, I moved to adjourn.
All right, there's a motion from William Heerwagon to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, motion passes, and we are adjourned. Thank you.